is Matt McCool, and I'm the special agent in charge of the Secret Service New York field office. We are making this announcement as a matter of public interest given timing, amount, and concentration of material recovered during a recent Secret Service protective intelligence investigation. Following multiple telecommunications-related imminent threats directed towards senior U.S. government officials this spring, the U.S. Secret Service began a protective intelligence investigation to determine the extent and impact these threats could have on protective operations. This was a difficult and complex effort to identify the source of these fraudulent calls and the impact on the Secret Service protective mission. During this period, we leveraged technical assistance and support of federal partners, including Homeland Security Investigations, the Department of Justice, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. We also received phenomenal support from our state and local law enforcement partners, to include the NYPD. The investigation led us to the New York tri-state area, where investigators discovered tens of thousands of co-located and networked cellular devices capable of carrying out nefarious telecommunications attacks. These devices allowed anonymous encrypted communications between potential threat actors and criminal enterprises, enabling criminal organizations to operate undetected. This network had the potential to disable cell phone towers and essentially shut down the cellular network in New York City. These devices were concentrated within 35 miles of the global meeting of the United Nations General Assembly, now underway in New York City. Given the timing, location, and proximity, and potential for significant disruptions to the New York telecom system, we moved quickly to disrupt this network.
Yes, citizen, you may return to your harpsichord.